Top story tonight. An inside look at the terrorists today. With us now, Steve Emerson, author of the book Jihad Incorporated, A Guide to Militant Islam in the USA. Okay, now we've had three fairly high-profile cases in the last couple of years. The Lackawanna case up in Buffalo, New York. All those guys convicted. Lodi, California. One convicted, one still under. And then those clowns in Miami, who said they wanted to blow up the Sears Tower. They're still being held without bail, right?
Right.
And that's a low-level thing.
Right. As the FBI said, aspirational, not operational.
Yeah. So these are just idiots, with all due respect to idiots. But this is different in Fort Dix.
This is the most advanced case of terrorists planning an operation since 9/11. And you look at the affidavit, and it's all on videotape or audio tape for the last 16 months. Clearly shows they had capability, they had motive, and they had a desire, and they would have carried it out, but for the fantastic work done by the FBI informants.
So the FBI had an informant inside the cell of these six. Four were from the Balkans, one from Turkey, one from Jordan. They tracked these guys for, I understand, 15 months, a long period of time.
Since January of 2006.
And the plot was evolving into the sense that they were going to get weaponry, they were going to gain access to Fort Dix and just begin killing soldiers, right?
Well, they actually had weaponry. They actually had been firing on weekends at state parks and makeshift jihad training camps throughout Pennsylvania, New Jersey. They actually had paintball jihad camps. They were training almost every other weekend, and that was on video. They had semi-automatic weapons. They wanted a weekend, and that was on video. They had semi-automatic weapons. They wanted more. They wanted AK-47s, and there was an FBI second informant that was going to sell them those weapons, and that's when the FBI closed in on them.
Okay, now they found all kind of jihadist literature, right?
Videotapes, downloads of programs. They celebrated when they saw Americans get killed on these videotapes. They saw one video where an American lost his arm in an explosion. They laughed at that.
So they were videotaping themselves watching this kind of stuff?
No, this was the eyewitness testimony of the FBI informant.
Okay.
But they certainly were mobilizing themselves and instigating their own jihadist behavior by watching these downloaded videos of Osama bin Laden, of the Last Will and Testament, of the jihad hijackers from 9/11, of other jihad videos. I mean, these guys were true believers. They wanted to kill as many Americans as possible. They surveyed other military bases on the Northeast. They actually surveyed the Philadelphia Naval Stadium where the Army-Navy game is played.
Right.
These guys were the true deal.
They wanted to cause as much destruction as possible, but the FBI has not linked them to al-Qaeda or any overseas operation yet, correct?
No, they say there's no link to any international terrorist operation. It's a misnomer to even phrase it that way. These were international terrorists. They were internationally motivated by radical jihad, not linked to al-Qaeda, but far more dangerous because there's no international phone calls to intercept.
Right, they just got together and said, look, we're jihadists, we're here in the United States. Now, three of them were illegal. And this is what troubles me, because you have this cavalier attitude, even by the police. This is what this Virginia Beach thing was all about. Like, hey, you know, they round up 14 last time. We don't know what these people are going, what they're doing, who they are, and they let them go. But three out of the six were here illegally in some kind of overstay on a visa situation, that kind of thing, right?
Right. Three of them were here illegally. But I must say that in full disclosure, I'm an NBC terrorist analyst, and I did raise it this afternoon when I was on MSNBC, raised the fact that three of them were here illegally. I raised it twice this afternoon.
But on their websites and in their straight reporting?
They haven't raised it.
Correct.
Okay.
And you know, I don't want to besmirch your employer, and we're happy you're here. But I'll tell you what, this isn't the first time. There are some news organizations that tamp this illegal alien stuff down on purpose, and they're one of them, NBC News. But be that as it may, I feel that illegal aliens in this country unsupervised are, you know, as we see now, something you have to take seriously.
Without doubt. And we're going to find out soon, because I think one of them will talk immediately, because they're all being segregated. We'll find out exactly how they got into the country, and we'll have to clamp down. Without doubt.
Yeah.
Very dangerous.
I mean, I think it's not against the good people who just want to earn a living. It's against the people who want to kill soldiers at Fort Dix. Steve, always a pleasure to see you. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Next on The Rundown, the biggest white...